Good evening. Welcome to this week's music special, The Great Songs and the Greatest Singers. And our music specials every Wednesday at this time and repeated on Saturday night for your enjoyment around 8 p.m. Now, a real mixed bag this week, from contemporary to classic, from old to fairly new. These are the songs I've chosen for your enjoyment tonight. All great songs, all great singers. Okay, the first cab off the rank is a song that was voted the most requested song on radio worldwide. You know, when a station runs a request show anywhere in the world, this song gets the most play requests. It's from a timeless band who are still performing, the Beach Boys. Good Vibrations is a song composed by Brian Wilson with words by Mike Love. It was released on October the 10th, 1966. The single was an immediate critical and commercial success. Produced by Brian Wilson, the recording was initiated during the sessions for the album Pet Sounds and was not originally issued as a track from an album, but rather as a standalone single. Most of the song was developed as it was recorded. Its title derived from Wilson's fascination with cosmic vibrations. Of course, he had a few pills and potions that would have sent him into orbit. But anyway, the making of Good Vibrations was unprecedented for any kind of recording. Over 90 hours of tape was consumed in the sessions. The building upon the multi-layered approach he had formulated with Pet Sounds, Brian recorded a surplus of short, interchangeable musical fragments with his bandmates and a host of session musicians at four different Hollywood studios from February to September 1966. He was fanatical about the process, which almost caused his brothers and other musicians to walk out. But he kept them together, and the result was an amazing song. Good Vibrations has become widely acclaimed as a masterpiece of rock music.
I love the colourful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
Thank you.
Good vibrations there from the Beach Boys as we look at the greatest songs from the greatest singers on our music special tonight. Now to a song that I never get sick of hearing. Recorded by the late John Lennon, it's another song that is in music's Hall of Fame, an extraordinary recording. Imagine is considered one of John Lennon's finest songs. The song was recorded and released in 1971. It was to become the biggest selling single of John Lennon's career, with its lyrics encouraging the listener to imagine a world at peace, without the barriers of borders or the divisions of religion and nationality, and to consider the possibility that the whole of humanity would live unattached to material possessions. Lennon and Yoko Ono co-produced the song with Phil Spector. Remember him? He was famous for the Wall of Sound. Anyway, the recording began at Lennon's home in England, with the final overdubs taking place in New York City. Here is the wonderful Imagine, John Lennon. Imagine, John Lennon. Shortly before his death, John Lennon acknowledged Yoko Ono's role in inspiring the concept behind Imagine, and as of last year, plans were underway to ensure that she receives a co-writing credit for that song. You're with Paul Makin. It is our music special every Wednesday, repeated on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. There's no denying that Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board, left an indelible mark on show business. He died back in 1998, but before he did, he redefined the crooner and what it was like to be a star. A singer, sure, but a fine actor as well. As young people applaud the Ocean's movies with George Clooney and Brad Pitt, it all started with the real Rat Pack, Frank Dean, Sammy, and their backup crew. They owned Las Vegas. Before we get to the song that Sinatra made his own signature song, let's hear a little of the boys live, the Rat Pack in Las Vegas. Although Frank is trying hard to sing Foggy Day in London, Dean and Sammy were, well, being Dean and Sammy.
Foggy day.
Don't get nervous.
In London town, had me low, and it had me down. View the morning with much alarm.
You got any writing on that cigarette there?
The British Museum.
I'm gonna make one more turn to find out. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Has lost its charm.
And hope for the best.
How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. 'Cause suddenly, I saw you there.
Hey, how are all these people getting my room?
And in foggy London town, the sun was shining. And an Englishman is happy when he's fighting for his queen.
Speaking.
The Rat Pack in Las Vegas, the golden years of that town. Boy, wouldn't I would love the DeLorean right now to go back to listen to the Rat Pack again and get a seat there in Las Vegas. You die of cancer, of course, that night with all the smoke in the room, but I think it might be worth it. Now to the song that is the most associated with Frank Sinatra, because it sums up how he lived. His Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that
And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Francis Albert Sinatra and My Way. What a great song, what a great performer Sinatra was. Well, we're going to take a very short break and we'll return to our music special, Great Singers and Great Songs, here on Fab FM.
In Australia, more hours are lost in the workplace through mental health problems than for any other reason. We have to change that. Lift the Lid on Mental Illness is an Australian initiative to prevent mental illness through research. And through Lift the Lid's Adopt a Scientist campaign, you'll be able to choose an area of mental illness research that you wish to support. It's a Rotary project. 100% of every donation will be used for research. Go online, Lift the Lid, Australian Rotary Health.
You're listening to Paul Makin on Fab FM, Port Douglas Mossman.
Welcome back to our music special, heard around this time every Wednesday and Saturday night here on Fab FM. Well, Hotel California is the fifth studio album by American rock band The Eagles. It is one of the best-selling albums of all time. And the single, Hotel California, is an enduring song. It was released as a single in February 1977. Writing credits for the song are shared by Don Felder, Don Henley and Glenn Frey. The song is considered the most famous recording by the band and was awarded the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in 1978. The lyrics have been given various interpretations by fans and critics alike, but the Eagles themselves described the song as their interpretation of the high life in Los Angeles. Since its release, Hotel California has been covered by a number of performers and has become a part of international pop culture. Hotel California reached the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100, and Australia also embraced the band and made it a massive hit.
Thank you. prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Hotel California, The Eagles on Fab FM and on Music Special this evening. Okay, we're going to make a complete U-turn right here. I'm going to play a song from a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. I know there's I can hear a few of you leaving already, but look, stay for it because it is part of music culture. I mean, I grew up, my mum taught me all of the stuff about the early movie stars. She'd tell me about the John Waynes, the Randolph Scotts, making the westerns, the Audie Murphys. But she also, sat there with me, and when The King and I came on, or one of the musicals, or Oklahoma, she would just tell me these stories and tell me about these wonderful, wonderful songs and how they came about. My mum loved the musicals. So it really is the soundtrack of my life. I love contemporary, I love jazz, I love pop songs, even a bit of hip-hop and rap. I just have such a wide interest in music. I think, it all contributes, and somebody has sort of sat down and written something in blood, sweat and tears to turn it out. So I always have respect for everybody's work. So you're going to get a lot of variety on our music specials over the months and years. But okay, the song up next is from the movie and stage musical Oklahoma. It's a song recorded by many, including a great version by Howard Keel. But I love Gordon McRae's version from the movie Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. It uplifts me. It makes me grateful of every day you're alive and making a difference in the world by your mere presence. And most people do that. They really do. So from Oklahoma, the movie, here's Gordon McRae and Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, a great song by a great singer.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Gordon McRae on our Wednesday night special here on Fab FM. Now we get to a song that's now part of popular culture, more a mini opera than a song. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, a song written by Freddie Mercury from the band's 1975 album A Night at the Opera. It was reportedly the most expensive single ever made at the time of release in 1975. It reached number one again on the charts in 1991 for another 5 weeks when the same version was re-released following Freddie Mercury's death, eventually becoming the UK's third best-selling single of all time. Although critical reaction was initially mixed, Bohemian Rhapsody remains one of Queen's most popular songs and is frequently placed on modern lists of the greatest songs of all time. In 2004, Bohemian Rhapsody was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, while Mercury's vocal performance was chosen as the greatest in rock history by readers of Rolling Stone. A pretty important song, Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
Is this the caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway,
the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against.
Back again this time. to offer mine.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen there. And now we come to the last song in this week's Greatest Singers, The Greatest Songs. And we're doing a U-turn again. And while the song is not going to be everybody's cup of tea, it really is one of the greatest songs out of one of the greatest stage musicals ever, La Miserable. It is a solo that's sung by a character, Fantine, during the first act. The song is a lament sung by an anguished Fantine, who has just been fired from her job at the factory and thrown onto the streets. She thinks back to happier days and wonders at all that has gone wrong in her life. Now, many women have sung and recorded it, but tonight I'm going to do, as I said, a U-turn, a 180 if you like, and present Susan Boyle's version. Why? Well, what's Susan Boyle doing right now? Is she broke, as some rumours say? I mean, there's been so many rumours about Susan Boyle and where she is now. Is she a has-been? Is she washed up? Is she still doing stuff? In 2012, Susan Boyle was diagnosed with Asperger syndrome. As we play her version of the song she sang on the British talent show that first brought her to the public's attention, will have an insight into Susan Boyle, the woman, and what she's doing now.
Within a few short months, she had become a viral sensation, performed for President Obama, the Queen, and the Pope, and earned over $7 million. Recently, though, she seems to have completely disappeared. Here's a look at the real reason we don't hear about Susan Boyle anymore. Asperger's diagnosis. In 2013, at the age of 52, Boyle revealed she had been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. The diagnosis brought closure to decades of personal strife, according to an interview with The Guardian. Bullied as a child, she was nicknamed Simple Susie and labeled brain damaged. "It was the wrong diagnosis when I was a kid. I was told I had brain damage. I always knew it was an unfair label. Now I have a clearer understanding of what's wrong, and I feel relieved and a bit more relaxed about myself. She added in a candid interview with the Daily Mail, "It's a very difficult subject to talk about because you always feel that eyes are on you and people view you as different. I like to see myself as someone with a problem, but one I can solve." Family drama. Boyle has endured more than her fair share of tragedy. Her beloved father, who encouraged her to sing, passed away in 1997, and her mother died at age 91 in 2007, just 2 years before Boyle's breakout performance. Meanwhile, her sister Kathleen died in 2000 from an asthma attack, and in 2015, her older sister Bridget suddenly passed away from cancer. Adding to Boyle's trouble was a long-simmering public feud with her brother Jerry, who reportedly forced Boyle to hand over more than $60,000 he felt he was owed by threatening to commit suicide. With all that going on, it's no wonder Boyle wound up suffering a much-publicized breakdown. Her fortune. Though Boyle has been avoiding the spotlight recently, she hasn't been avoiding work or cash. Despite an estimated worth of over $35 million, Boyle reportedly still lived in her family's modest home with her cat, Pebbles.
In 2009, the biggest-selling album in the world was not by Beyoncé or Lady Gaga. It wasn't by Kings of Leon or U2. It was by an unknown, unemployed, lonely woman from Scotland. But what happened to the woman behind the most incredible success story of our time?
I get embarrassed.
What about your achievements?
Yeah, I'm getting embarrassed. I mean, nobody special.
She went into a very, very bad place for a while.
Did you feel guilty?
I did for a while. I didn't know what the right decision was. I didn't know whether we did a good thing or a bad thing.
I've always got that insecurity that's all going to go away.
Do you find yourself getting lonely, Susan?
Yeah. You feel it sometimes at night.
I was surprised to find one of the world's most successful recording artists still living in the same council house she grew up in.
Welcome to Dracula's castle.
Catch you doing the washing up?
More or less, yeah. Almost what's never done, you know. The place is like a tip just now. You have to make apologies, you know.
Would you say you're quite house proud, then?
I'm not bad. Make a bit of a mess like everybody else, you know.
Made yourself quite a good fortune. Some people might assume that you've gone off to live in a castle somewhere.
That's just their imaginations, heaven's sake. People have got good imaginations, haven't they? If you want to keep yourself grounded, you just don't get ideas above your station. Who wants to live in a castle anyways, drafty?
Together, but there are dreams that cannot be.
was killed in a dream.
Susan Boyle, an enigma in many ways. However, she's doing it her way, just like Frank. That's it for our music special this week. The greatest singers, the greatest songs. A whole new musical special next week when we look at the life and music of Johnny Cash. Bye for now.